B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Roy's back in the house.
Hi.
Oh, Loren, we got big news here in the studio.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
They put plexiglass up to prepare for your return.
Oh, that's cool.
So now there's plexiglass between me and Roy, even though we've worked this way since March without it.
Yep.
There was an incident last week where Roy says he spit and it landed like inches from me. By accident, when he was talking, he spit.
I know. I got really excited in the way I was talking to you and it just flew.
And then there's plexiglass between you and Roy now.
Great.
Yeah. So they really rolled out the red carpet for your arrival. although I feel like my side's a bit bigger and I hope there's not going to be a weird... Like, I didn't ask for that. Like, don't think Roy's ego needed the biggest side.
Dude, I'm going to need a photo.
Don't even bring it up. She hasn't been here since March 10th. She has no idea what the studio even looks like.
I know. She won't even know what door to go in.
You've always had the larger area, Roy.
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Loren doesn't remember that.
I do feel very safe.
Good.
Because if I catch corona with all the damn hand sanitizer I'm doing and washing the hands and not going anywhere, and I got plexiglass in the studio.
Yeah, but people are saying that. Like, even The Rock just posted that he and his entire family are now on the other side of it, but they've been dealing with it for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, he said that they did the same thing. Like, they washed their hands, they were careful, but they had some family friends come over, and the one family friend that was asymptomatic, and then the whole Johnson family got it.
See, this is what scares me. By the way, Maney, you sound fine, but Roy, you sounded a little echoey to me. Like, maybe that the plexiglass acoustics are messing with your microphone.
Don't tell him that.
You think so? Well, there's a lot of open air. Hello. I don't know. Okay. I like it. Hello. Hello.
It was funny, though, because the plexiglass is real thin, you guys. I mean, tiny, like real thin plexiglass. Mm-hmm. And Roy was talking to me, and I go, we have to talk outside the plexiglass. I can't hear you in between.
I know. And it's such a, like, because it's the first day of them setting it up. I'm all distracted. I'm looking at the chains that's dangling from the ceiling. There's fingerprints all over it.
There's smudges.
We did not get the white glove installation. That did not occur.
He's all taken back by the scratches, the smudges.
I'm like, what happened with the scratch? Did somebody hit some on the way in?
They got it at a discount.
Yeah.
He's sitting there staring at it. I walked in. I go, oh, sweet. It's all set.
I'm like, anyway. I have questions.
How about your day in 30 seconds, Roy? What'd you do yesterday? Anything good?
I
can't remember anything. Or
I just laid around, you know.
Relaxed, Roy. on your scheduled day off.
sure. Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
That's what we said yesterday.
Yeah. I just relax.
Okay. I'll tell people what really happened.
Do you want to do that now?
I don't care. I mean, we can do it at 6:20 if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind sharing with what happened.
Okay.
There was a lot of... I can imagine the communication to you guys was a little fuzzy.
It was a little scary.
On what happened.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things occurred at once. I was missing from meetings and...
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not our story to tell, so we didn't tell it. So we'll let you talk about it at 6:20. What about you, Loren?
I am still dealing with this, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, mastitis. And it's basically an infection that you get when you're breastfeeding. And it is excruciatingly painful, but you have to feed more often. So I basically was a cow yesterday, or a pacifier, whichever you want to call it.
Was everybody coming in for a rip?
No, just the baby.
I'm making some hot cocoa later. Can I get a cup?
Lorraine, I want cereal. Come on up, Dal.
I gotta empty them. And empty the bag.
Does anybody have a non-medical related your day in 30 seconds?
We're looking at you, Manny. Help us out.
My gosh. I'll tell you, last night, I played tennis. Because I haven't played tennis in a long time, and it was so hot. Even at, like, I played from, what did I play from, 7:30 to 8:30. And when I got there at 7:30, there was two kids playing, and they were clearly in high school, and they were really, really good. And then my buddy got there, Spencer. And so Spencer and I were playing on one court, these kids were playing on the other court, and I was like, Spence, we should challenge these guys to a game of doubles. You know? So I leaned over and I said, hey, you guys want to play doubles before you leave? We're almost done with our set. And they were like, one kid goes, the teams wouldn't be even.
Oh.
I go, oh.
Oh, yeah, because there's four people.
He's saying that they were better than us.
I know.
Talent.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go, well, okay, we can play. I'll play with you and your buddy can play with my friend Spencer. And they're like, nah, we're good. So then I walked over to the bench to towel off a little bit, you know, because it was so hot. And I was like, Spencer, now we've got to take these guys on. Now I want to beat him. He's like, I don't know, dude. That one guy's got a really good backhand and his serve looks really big. And they must play, like, you know, for Marvin Ridge High School or something. It was they were playing really, really good tennis. And they
I just like that he was like, no way, old man. We're not playing you.
And he's like, I see your gut, bro. No way. What are you going to do?
I got abs, okay?
Oh, man. And I realized last night that balls that I used to be able to get, I couldn't. I'm not as fast as I used to be.
I like that this is going to encourage you to start training, and all of a sudden you're going to come back to the court one day, see this kid, and say, hey, you know what? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Plus, taking you down.
Cry.
I played for an hour last night. I came home to Amanda, and I took off my shirt. And I was looking in the mirror. I'm like, oh, look, I'm already losing weight. She's like, you're an idiot.
Just for one hour.
All right, welcome to a Thursday show, everybody. It is September 3rd, 2020. We got War of the Roses at 7:50. We got a recap yesterday. Roy, you didn't hear it, but Lauren told us that she nicknamed her son Jackson something.
Oh.
We got funny text messages to go over. We'll talk about that. But up next, we'll tell you, we want to hear, Roy, what went on, why you took off yesterday.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that. 6:20, you got to hear it. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Buddy, you were out yesterday, and you told people we expected you back today, but we didn't tell people why you were out.
So there I was, having lunch with Manny 2 days ago. Everything was great. And then shortly after our lunch, it all went to hell.
Mm.
I'm not blaming you.
Good.
But you were the last person to see me before I wasn't good.
And what a treat. You know what we talked about?
Your fault, Manny.
You know what we talked about? Like, on Boy's last, potentially could have been his last conversation of his life.
I have no clue.
We talked about the type of hot dogs we liked. We talked about how there were ants all over the table.
Okay.
Do you not remember that?
No, I remember going to lunch with you, and I remember there was outdoor tents where people were eating.
That's right. And then we talked about how a friend of yours in Roanoke is in a motorized scooter.
Okay.
And he worked the radio station, and he went to the bathroom and didn't get back in time.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
And you were like, he didn't time it out right because it took him too long to get out of his motorized scooter into the chair, and there was dead air, and everybody was paranoid.
Yeah, that's a fun. I know who you're talking about, Garrett. He had a motorized wheelchair.
Right.
Well, at least you remembered.
So after lunch, I went home and I was preparing for a client call, and I started. You know, I had the computer up in the Zoom, you know, ready to go, but you don't start the session. At least I don't think I was in the session. If I was in the session, it's going to be really interesting to hear other people's side of the story. But I was on my phone looking at TikTok, waiting for this thing to happen. And I remember seeing my hand shake almost like a muscle spasm. And I've worked out before where your muscles will start spasming. And I was like, man, why is it? I can't control that. And then with that, I was out.
Wow.
I was out.
Just passed out?
Maybe, sure. When I woke back up, I was like slumped over. My hand was dramatically limp on the side of the chair, and I was almost out of the chair. I was almost falling out of it. I was barely hanging on to it.
But you guys have you have no idea how long you were out for.
The whole timing, I mean, I don't know. If I immediately went to Sterling right after it happened, maybe he would know the time. But the problem is the whole time frame between whatever medical thing occurred and then after that, it's very much so a blur because I felt like when I woke up, I was disoriented. I didn't know what was going on. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I chugged water. I went outside to get air.
All while hiding this from Sterling, or?
I didn't even think to go tell him.
Yeah.
I was just more, I was like, whoa, what the hell was that? I wasn't like hiding it. And then after I got some fresh air, I sat down. I went to his office and said, hey, something's wrong. And he's like on a really important conference call. And he mutes it. He goes, can you give me a minute? He goes, I get nervous when you just sit behind me like this. Meanwhile, I'm like, well, I'm fine right now. And I don't want to make this a whole thing. Because I know the moment I tell him what happens, oh my gosh.
I know.
Sirens are going to go off.
No, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'll save this. I won't tell him what's going on. That's probably a bad idea because what occurred after that, I have no clue. I evidently reordered credit cards that I thought were stolen. I called the client that I was supposed to have a conversation with, and I don't recall that conversation at
all. Oh, boy,
all.
What'd you say?
No clue. I don't know.
Who knows?
Called my boss during that time. I have no clue what I was doing. And then I told Sterling what happened, and then I went to sleep for some time and, called the doctor, told the doctor what happened because I've had a seizure before.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very differences before 3 years ago when I had a seizure versus now. But what's really interesting is the short-term memory loss and disorientation. So they're going to do tests to make sure everything's okay. I feel fine. I imagine it was some stress-induced, sleep-induced pass out. Syncope something.
Maybe you were getting so stressed for your client meeting.
You think so?
I mean,
I don't know, man.
You were nervous to talk to the people from Cornerstone Ear, Nose, and Throat?
Oh, that's the other funny story. So we got yesterday, I was still banged up in the head yesterday, and we got a text from our account executive, and he said, hey, can you send me the Cornerstone Ear, Nose, and Throat commercials? And I said, the ice cream? I thought he was talking about Cold Stone.
Yeah. And then I said to Nicole, I go, oh boy, Roy still, you remember that yesterday?
Yeah, he read it out loud. And I knew immediately what you thought it was. And we were like, oh, he ain't good.
No, yeah, that's his client. He's been on the air all summer.
I thought,
Cornerstone Ear, Nose, and Throat. And he goes, the ice cream people?
I was like, you want me to do a commercial for Cold Stone Creamery? I was so confused.
So you went to the doctors yesterday.
So I thought I was going to go to the doctor yesterday. They called to schedule the test because I need to get some scans that evidently just aren't readily available. So.
Yeah.
You got to get it all scheduled in. And, the doctor said that if it was a seizure, it'd be more important to go to the hospital if it was like more than 5 minutes and it kept happening.
It's almost like you did more of a pass out than a seizure, though, because some seizures are violent where you bite your tongue or you can foam at the mouth and stuff. I've had a sugar low before.
Maybe my sugar was low.
I mean, it's possible.
I thought that was what people said when they were just hungry.
No, I mean,
my sugar's low. I got to get me a bite to
eat. Are you still fasting?
Yeah, I fast, but I haven't had any issues fasting before.
Well, we didn't fast at lunch, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, it was it was after our fasting period.
I know, but we just had lunch. It's not like you hadn't eaten all day.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I had food on my belly.
Buddy, listen to me. We went to get hot dogs. You had a hot dog and hush puppies and fries.
That shocked me because I open up the fridge and I see a basket of fries and hush puppies. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you took them home. You were going to use the air fryer to get them going again.
And I didn't
And Sterling loves hush puppies.
No, he doesn't love
That's them. What you told me. No, boy, you were messed up at the lunch.
He doesn't love hush puppies.
You also made me take $500 cash. You told me that you wanted me to have it.
I know that I didn't get a to-go basket, a to-go container for my fries and hush puppies, and that's really unlike me. I was looking at these fries and hush puppies just sitting in my refrigerator. I'm like, what happened?
Man, well, we're glad you're feeling better.
And I'm feeling better.
I'm glad you didn't pass out in the car or anything like that. That's scary stuff. So
I don't know what it was. I will say the short-term memory is a little weird from passing out. I haven't had that before.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Okay. All right, bud. Well, we're glad you're back. We're glad you're feeling better.
I'm better. I'm good.
All right, thanks.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Okay. Kiss 95.1.
Nicole told me what that song was about. You can imagine I was shocked.
Well, they made a whole holiday around it. August 3rd is Watermelon Sugar Day.
Oh.
Yep.
I had no idea. Yep. Damn it. That was a month ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, Lauren, tell everyone who didn't hear, including our buddy Roy, what you nicknamed your son Jackson.
So I feel like I need to preface this with, it is the most awful but loving nickname ever. And it's used as a term of endearment. But I have nicknamed him Jabba, as in Jabba the Hutt. Because after he eats, and he's milk drunk, he will put his chin down, which creates 30 other chins, and drool and milk is like running out of his mouth. So it's very Jabba the Hutt.
And what is Java or Jabba?
Jabba.
What is Jabba the Hutt?
Go look. He's a Star Wars character.
Oh. Yeah, it's the big blob from Star Wars.
We have a picture, by the way, at the MRL show up on our feed. You can go look and see little Jabba and Star Wars Jabba next
side
to
by
each
side.
Other. Yeah. But so, one of the things we found out yesterday, Ren, was that Dallas doesn't love you calling him Jabba.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So Dallas doesn't love the fact that I call him Jabba. And then when I put the two pictures side by side, that was like the nail in the coffin for him. He was like, you're terrible.
And then the other thing we realized, Roy, is that a lot of people were texting us nicknames that they have for their kids and nicknames that they have for themselves. And this is where we want to take the conversation earlier this morning. Nicknames that you had as a kid that never disappeared. Like, you're an adult and you still have that same nickname that you had when you were a kid. Because that was my fear, is like, poor Jax is going to be Jabba at 16.
You know, my sister's nickname was Pooter for the longest time.
Even when she got older?
Yeah. Even when she got older.
When did it go away?
Oh, gosh, maybe high school?
Oh.
I mean, it was a long time.
Nayado said, my daughter, we called three quarters when her teeth came in. You could fit that many between them. My oldest son was Sputnik because of his huge head. And my second was Peanut Head because it was tiny like Beetlejuice. Both names stuck. Let's see. My son was Chunky, so I called him the Moose Man and Chunky Monkey. He's 17. So basically, you're sending him to school each morning and you're going, all right, Chunky Monkey, have a good day.
Yeah.
Mom, going to football practice. Do you mind? So let's do this. Let's take a round of calls and a round of text messages on the nicknames that you had as a kid that still carried over as an adult.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The nicknames that you were called as a child that stuck with you as an adult. That's what we're afraid of for Loren, who yesterday she revealed that she calls her son what, Loren?
I call him Jabba.
Mm-hmm, for Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
And some people are on hold.
Let's talk with Elijah in Denver. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
How are you guys?
We're good, Elijah. So is there a name that you had as a kid that stuck with you through adulthood?
Yeah, so my friend's brother had the same name as me, so it was getting very, very confusing who they were talking about when they said the name. So since I wasn't related to them, I was like, yeah, we're going to give you the nickname. And at the time, I was really, really, really into martial arts, and I showed them a few things that I knew, and the first thing that came to mind was Po from Kung Fu Panda. So I've been called Po for the longest time.
Po. Now, that's an endearing nickname. Would you be offended if they called you Jabba?
Maybe a little, because I'm a little bit on the overweight side, but yeah.
See? Loren? All right, thanks, Elijah.
Did he say he's a little bit on the Roy side?
No, he said he's a little bit on the overweight side.
God, I was like, you were just hearing things.
I couldn't hear anything.
Buddy, maybe another day off would be good for you.
Yeah.
Aaliyah in Lincolnton, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so it was your dad's nickname. What was it?
It was Hoagie.
Oh, like a sandwich.
Yeah.
So he Why'd they call him Hoagie?
Baseball, and his real name is Bobby, and there was two Bobbies on his team. So I'm not really even sure how they came up with the name Hoagie, but he's 60 years old, and people still call him that. Some people don't even know his real name.
That's funny. They have no idea it's his real name is. Thanks, Aaliyah. A lot of text messages coming in, too. Yep.
Yeah, we got a text message from 828. Says, my dad used to call me Scooter Pooter Honey Bunny Baby Doll.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a mouthful. You can't say that forever.
Yeah.
And then another 828 texted in and said they used to call me Wormio because I would squirm around all the time.
Mm.
So they even shortened it to Worm and Wormy.
Let's see. How about this one where 704 says, I have cousins named Bug and Pop Poo. These are
Pop Poo.
And then somebody said that that caller did say he's a little on the Roy side.
That's what I thought. I
didn't hear that.
I didn't either.
When did he say that?
Like the last sentence. The last thing he said was, I'm a little bit on the Roy side.
Oh. Well, you openly admit that you have
your
struggles.
About this?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear the fact he said he was overweight. So I thought he was skinny the whole time. I'm not focused on this show at all.
Oh my God. Last one. 910.
I thought he was complimenting me.
910 says, my nickname was Buckwheat since I was a little boy. I'm in my 40s now, and it's been my CB handle as a truck driver for the last 20 years.
Yeah! I love CB handles.
All right, Loren, so just so you know, nicknames do have a tendency to stick.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
This is a pretty interesting article in that I feel like a lot of the words on this list, we don't have an issue with, the three of us on the show, even you, Roy.
Oh, I have issues with a lot of words.
These are the 10 most commonly mispronounced words in the English language.
Okay.
Is there one, before we get to the list, is there one that you guys have a hard time pronouncing? Like that you can know off the top of your head?
Yes. I have to think really hard to say recipient.
Oh, that is a difficult word. Recipient.
That's a hard word for me to say for some reason.
I sometimes struggle with cinnamon because sometimes I want to say cinnamon. I'll mess it up if I'm talking fast. If you ask my fiance, I struggle with a lot of words because there's so many times I'm being corrected.
Right.
You know, like I go fix dinner and he's like, it ain't broken.
Yeah.
You go cook it. Like, all right.
Yeah. Or like Amanda would be like, what does she say? Cut the air off.
Cut the air off.
And I'm like, what?
But those aren't mispronunciations.
No.
Those are just bad talking.
And by the way, you say cinnamon, and cinnamon isn't a word, but synonym is.
Right.
You know, mine's burglarer. I have a hard time with burglarer.
He was burglarized.
Burglarized.
I think rural is another word that a
rural.
Lot of people have a hard time with.
Who can pronounce that? Rural.
And we want you guys to get in on this, too, so we don't feel like we're alone on this island. What word is it that you have a hard time pronouncing? But don't text us and make us pronounce it. We want you to call. We want to hear you pronounce it at 704-570-9595. Roy, here's the list.
Okay.
Clothes.
I always say clothes. What do you put? You put some clothes on?
The word has only one syllable. The E is silent and the S makes a Z sound.
Oh, so I say it right.
Clothes.
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 I don't really pronounce the TH.
I do.
Yeah, that's weird. You're like British or something. that's not normal.
Let me look at your clothes.
Put your clothes on. Put your clothes on.
Let me get a look at your clothes.
Clothes.
How about the word colleague, like a coworker?
I've never struggled.
I think that one's colleague, yeah.
It's supposed to be colleague.
What?
Colleague, not colleague.
That's baloney.
This, according to the Huffington Post, by the way. How do you pronounce the month that comes after January and before March, Loren?
February.
Many people have trouble pronouncing English words that have two R sounds close together. Make sure you're pronouncing R sounds like February.
You're supposed to say February?
February.
I just say February.
Don't say February or February. That's wrong. According to this, it's February.
I thought that was one of those things. It just looks funny, but you say it right. You know what I mean?
Right. Similarly, I can't even say that word. It's in a sentence. It's not even one of the struggle words. You say it.
Similarly.
Thank you.
It's hard when you start thinking about it and you overthink it, then you definitely say them wrong.
Listen to this. According to this article from the Huffington Post, library should be pronounced library.
No.
Like the thing that women wear, bra. They have it broken down phonetically.
Huh.
And then, listen, we go to the movie theater, not the theater or whatever they, with the R-E instead of the E-R.
Make sure when you're talking about somebody who plays a sport, they're an athlete, not an athlete.
Really?
Yes.
Athlete.
If someone said athlete, I figured they'd be talking wrong.
Oh, there's a lot of them here. We'll put this up at kiss951.com, by the way.
Let's talk with Leslie and Mel Holly. What words do you struggle with, Leslie?
Aluminum.
What? Make you say it again.
She didn't want to.
Aluminum.
Aluminum?
Aluminum?
Yes, foil.
Yeah, Leslie, look at my two coworkers being show-offs and saying it with no problem.
I wanted to make sure I knew what she was talking about.
I cannot say it at all.
I don't even think I could spell it, Leslie, to be honest with you.
Okay.
All right, aluminum. Thanks, Leslie.
I think I had a family member that always called it foil, and they're like, aluminum's the scientific element. Like, you just get the foil paper. The
tin foil. My mom would say, get tin foil out of the drawer.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is Alicia in Mooresville. What struggle do you, what word do you struggle with?
Drawer. So, I don't want to say drawer, I say drawer. With a J, and it doesn't make sense.
Say it with a J, drawer.
So everyone's like, what's a drawer? I'm like, the drawer, just get out of the drawer.
Get out of the drawer. I don't know, like, let me think if I say drawer, because that's how it's spelled. Like, you would think you'd say, like, open the drawer.
Ooh, that's weird.
I just say open the draw, quite honestly.
The draw?
Yeah.
No, you don't say
Stick
that.
Stick it in the draw.
You do not
no.
say that.
Open
Stick
the
it
drawer.
In the drawer. Stick it in the draw.
You don't say the draw.
I think I do.
No, well, you don't.
He also calls Santa Claus. It's Santa Claus.
I love Santa Claus, and he can't get here soon enough, by the way. I'm done with 2020.
Let's talk with Cindy and India Terrell. You're on with Manny Roy and the Ram. What word do you struggle with?
Good morning, guys and girls.
Good morning.
It's integral or integral? I think it's integral.
I think it's integral, too. It's an integral part of the organization. Not,
right.
Yeah, integral.
But I've heard people say integral. So I just always, I don't know. I'm always struggling with that one.
Integral sounds like integrity to me.
Right.
Integral.
I'm not even going there. I'll let Roy play with that one, Cindy.
And I got brain damage. So let's let me play with these words.
I say.
I remember my dad could never say ambulance. He would say Ambulance,
yeah. 516 says that they say draw. It must be a northern thing.
Yeah, go get the draw. Yeah, I could see you guys saying that.
What about the word conscience? That's hard.
That's not bad.
Conscience?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got one.
Someone said, Manny, say the word mirror. I grew up pronouncing it mirror.
That's that sounds northern.
Let me hear you say it.
Mirror.
Loren?
Mirror.
Oh, she really pronounced
it. She's like mad at it.
She like, you heard the double R's.
Yeah. I hate you, mirror. This outfit looks way better than you're showing me. Stupid mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
I hate you.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1. Thank you.
think we're going to have fun with this because I know I'm not alone. My wife gave me one job, and that was to watch the kids while she ran to get her nails done the other day. So it was my son, Dean, who's 7, his 2 friends from in the neighborhood, and my daughter, Ruby, who's 2. And the kids, we were kind of killing time, throwing the football around a little bit, riding bikes, that type of thing. It was hot. It was like 4:30 on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like, can we get ice pops? And I was like, sure. You can get ice pops. I don't care, you know. So they went into the refrigerator. Dean got ice pops. He got 3. My daughter Ruby's like crying. She wants one, you know. And I said, Dean, this is how it's going to be forever, bud. You know, Loren, Cash will learn the same thing, too. When he has something, Jax is going to want it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
So I said, go get her one. So he comes back with one. And I wasn't even thinking anything of it. I just gave it to her. And so there, I'm in the garage. I have a TV in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fan in there. It's a very, very redneck setup
right.
in my garage. And so I'm sitting in there. It's so hot. And I'm watching TV. I got the fan going. And the kids are playing. I can hear them. I keep looking. I see them in the cul-de-sac. Everything's good. And then all of a sudden, I look, and they're gone. And I'm like, uh-oh, where'd they go off to? And then I come out, and as soon as I walk out the garage, they're all marching up the driveway. Ruby's crying.
Oh.
And Sam, the neighbor across the street's like, Mr. Steve, look at Ruby. And I look at Ruby, and the grape ice pop has dripped entirely all over her. From head to toe, Loren. I mean, when I tell you the grape ice pop was in her hair, it was on her cheek. It was all over her white dress that her mom had her in. What I forgot to do was put a bib on her. We usually, when we let her eat a ice pop outside, we put the bib on her so she just doesn't get it everywhere. It was on her legs. It was on her new shoes.
Hmm. So, well, if it makes you feel any better, the bib wouldn't have done much if it was in her hair and on her shoes.
Maybe, but maybe it would have stopped a little bit of the damage. But I said to the kids, I was like, all right, you go play. I'm going to go take Ruby, like, inside and clean her up. And she's crying. She's so sticky. She's mad. And plus, she wants her ice pop back.
Right.
You know, which is melted all over the place. So,
how mad was your wife?
Amanda comes home. She's like, oh, good, baby. Put her in the tub. I was like, yeah, I wanted to get the whole process started early. You know, we usually give them baths after dinner, but I thought I'd start the whole process early. She's like, oh, good, thanks. And I'm like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, my God, what happened to her dress and shoes? Yeah, there was a popsicle incident, you know. She's like, no, we don't just give them popsicles without. And then there's a special bib that's a catcher.
Oh.
So when you do leak, it catches into the bib, you know. So I had one job on Monday, and I totally failed at it. And then Amanda was kind of on me. She's like, you always want to be the fun parent. You never say no. Like, I would have told the boys no. It's 4:30. Dinner's coming soon. You're not getting an ice pop. And I was like, I don't know, babe. I don't think that far. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Have one. And then she goes, and then you thought it was a good idea to give Ruby one? I go, well, she was crying for one.
You got to fix that problem.
Just a horrible, horrible response.
And to be honest, I kind of wanted one.
But I wonder how often you as the dad got in trouble by your mom, by the mom / wife. Like they left you alone for a little while, and then what happened?
704-570-9595 is how you can call the show.
Yeah, we'll load up on some of these texts, and we'll probably get back to it later on in the show because we got to play Campy Loren. Yep. We have War of the Roses after that. But it will be funny to read. And, you know, the moms and the wives are going to text in.
Of course.
Oh, for sure.
Please text in and call in. But we do got to get to Campy Loren. Your chance at free cheer one for a year is coming up in 5. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
I had to do everything yesterday, Roy, when you were out. It was hard to ask questions, keep track of the score. I'm glad you're back, bud.
Well, hopefully I don't screw it up.
All right, Loren, you are playing against Shannon and her daughters, Aubrey and Shelby. They're first-timers. You guys throw her out of the closet so we can throw you some Cheerwine for a year.
All right, get out, Loren.
I'm going, Shelby.
All right, we're looking at Loren on the camera. Leave her closet, and she is gone.
Shannon and Aubrey, here we go. Dwayne Johnson shared that he is and his entire family are in recovery after testing positive for COVID-19. What's Dwayne Johnson's nickname?
The Rock.
And question 2, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a massive multi-year deal with the streaming service that is home to shows like Ozark and Stranger Things.
HBO?
I'm sorry, HBO, yes.
Okay, question three. Miley Cyrus opened up about her divorce and said what hurt the most was the villainizing of all the fake stories. Who did she recently go through a very public divorce with?
Liam Hemsworth.
Question four. Bindi Irwin says her baby news is life-changing. Her father is Steve Irwin, but we called him what?
The Crocodile Hunter.
And question five. The producer of the Madea movies is officially a billionaire. Who is that?
Tyler Perry.
All right, Lorraine.
Waving back Lorraine in.
All right, how did they do?
They got four correct.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. Shannon and Aubrey, let's see how Lorraine does. Dwayne Johnson shared that he and his entire family are in recovery after testing positive for COVID-19. What's the Dwayne Johnson's nickname?
The Rock.
On to one.
And question two. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a massive multi-year deal with a streaming service that is home to shows like Ozark and Stranger Things. What network is that?
Netflix.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Shannon said HBO. It's 2-1.
Miley Cyrus opened up about her divorce and said what hurt the most was the villainizing and all the fake stories that came out. Who did she recently go through a very public divorce with?
Liam Hemsworth.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Question number four. Bindi Irwin says that the baby news about her is life-changing. Her father was Steve Irwin, but we called him what?
The Crocodile Hunter.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Was that your Australian accent?
It was halfway through.
Yeah, okay. I thought so. The producer of the Madea movies is now a billionaire. Who is that?
Tyler Perry.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 19 wins.
Shannon Aubrey, you guys know what I want to hear.
We can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, y'all.
Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Say hi to everyone in Shelby.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ellie, you sent us a Facebook message and said that you've been with Miles for 3 years. You're not officially living together, but you do stay the night a lot. And you found something on a recent trip to his place. What'd you find in the bathroom?
So I found a clump of red, like long red hair.
I assume you do not have red hair.
I do not have red hair. I have blonde hair. So to find this was a little suspicious.
Hmm.
My wife has red hair.
Your wife?
Do you live in Waxhaw? By the way, I have a separate vacuum upstairs specifically to take Amanda's red hair off the white tile that we have, or else it gets everywhere.
Hmm. Well, did you ask him about the hair, Ellie? Because, I mean,
I did ask, and he was just like, oh, I'm not sure what that is. I think that you just left your, you know, brush on the floor or whatever, or the hair from your brush, you know, got some. And I'm like, no, I don't have red hair. I have blonde hair, you know, so I'm just not my hair. And another thing is that I usually just keep my workout clothes on a chair. Do I show up, though, and the workout clothes aren't there? They're, like, kind of shoved in the closet. So trying to hide that I'm not normally there, you know, that there's another, you know, girl that hangs out there. I just thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, the evidence is pretty mounting.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, let's call Miles. Don't say anything till we find out what he puts on the note, especially if it's not to you, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Miles. This is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we just did an online Instagram giveaway where one of your friends tag you in a post and we randomly select someone. Well, your name came up, so congratulations. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Okay. You're going to need my, you're not going to ask for my credit card or something?
Nope. I do, however, need the name of a person that you'd like to send romantic flowers to.
All right, well, okay, well, if you're offering, I would love to send some flowers to Ellie.
Okay, so we're sending these to Ellie, and what would you like to put on the card to go along with these flowers?
Just a nice, normal, something like, Ellie, I love you, you're everything, and I hope these roses make your day.
Hey, that's sweet.
That's great, but that doesn't answer whose hair that was, Miles.
Yeah, Miles, we're not a flower shop. You're actually on a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters.
What?
Typically, if someone's cheating, they send the flowers to someone other than their girlfriend. You didn't do that in this case.
Why would I send flowers to someone besides my girlfriend? Ellie, is that you? Are you on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, she heard everything.
Yeah.
Well,
which wasn't very incriminating. So let's talk about the red hair that Ellie found on the bathroom floor in your apartment.
What hair? What are you talking about?
The clump of red hair.
Ellie, if there's any hair in my apartment, it's definitely yours. Like, I can't.
No, nope. I'm blonde, and the hair was red.
Well, maybe it was your sister's hair. I don't know. Your sister came over the other day.
No, my sister's brunette. She doesn't have red hair.
What about Kelly? Doesn't she have red hair? Her hair's red, isn't it?
No, Kelly's brunette, but keep going. I like this game.
I do, too. What about your sister's uncle's nephew's girlfriend?
Okay.
Dude, come on. Fess up. Somebody was in your bathroom that wasn't Ellie.
You even hid Ellie's clothes.
That's true, too.
Okay, listen. Ellie, listen.
Unpack that.
I'm not cheating on you. First of all, I just want you to know that. I'm not cheating. I wouldn't cheat on you. I love you. I want to be with you. So one of my coworkers had a really bad fight with her boyfriend, and I felt bad. I didn't want to tell you about it because I felt like it would sound... Literally nothing happened. It was just one of those situations I was trying to help out a friend. So,
Ellie, what are your thoughts?
I mean, this is like coming out of nowhere. It was a girl coworker?
Yeah, it was a girl coworker.
And that was her hair then? You were trying to hide it?
I mean, I assume it was her hair. I don't know.
Does she have red hair?
Yeah, she has red hair.
Okay.
This doesn't look good for you.
Did she stay in the bed? Did she stay on the couch?
No, she didn't stay in the bed. She slept on the couch. She's a bathroom.
Okay, so
I let her take a shower.
Wouldn't it have made sense for me to like stay the night at the same time?
Well, and also she didn't want a whole lot of people there. She was really upset. Like this was she was crying. Like it was a really bad fight. So it's not it wasn't the kind of thing that you invite somebody else.
You could still have texted though, Miles, and just said, "Hey, heads up, blah blah blah, sleeping over, crashing out on the couch, you know, whatever."
I
didn't want her to worry, and it wasn't...
I mean, I'm just still in just, like, a complete state of shock. I don't even know what to think. This is... He lied to me for so many questions until he finally said, okay, fine, it's a coworker. Like, I don't... I just don't even know what to think.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren, you, I think, wrote a blog about this at kiss95.1.com about a bride who was dumped by the groom. Like,
yeah.
Was it a week after the wedding?
No, it was 24 hours.
What?
At 24 hours after they tied the knot, this girl got dumped by her man because her mother-in-law said that he was giving too much attention to the bride instead of the mother-in-law, and she was upset about it. The guy kicked her out of the apartment when they got back from their Mexico wedding and told her that he wanted a divorce, I think through text message. So she went on TikTok to air this whole thing out.
I have the TikTok here. My notes do say that it goes on for a long time. You gotta keep up with it. And she also says the B word, just heads up.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's hear what this bride that was dumped 24 hours after she got married has to say about her groom and his family.
Put a finger down if you had the most beautiful, amazing beach wedding on a private island in Mexico. But 24 hours after, your mother-in-law held an intervention for your husband because she said it was unfair how much attention he was giving to you and that he should be giving it to her instead. And that he had to pick between you and her. And then she slapped you across the face, told you that you were a little bitch and she hates you. So he took off his wedding ring and dumped you literally the day after your wedding. And then when you flew home from Mexico, it was coronavirus and everyone had to quarantine except for his family banned him from seeing you or coming to your guys' apartment where you lived at all. And then he ended up kicking you out of that apartment so he could have secret secret sleepovers with his sister in the same bed, which you thought was really weird. And then he told you he wanted a divorce, but that he was going to be moving to the circus in South Africa for 3 years, so that you had to be stuck married to him for the next 3 years of your life. So you got a new phone number, blocked him on everything, but then he started making a ton of fake Instagram accounts, trying to catfish you and harass you, and then ended up finding out where you went to the gym, showed up at your gym, and then brought you a pet fish and told everyone that you were psycho and a stalker.
Oh, wow.
I think it's just me.
There's so much to break down.
Really? I'm hung up on the fish. I'm hung up on the sister. I'm like, there's so many things that I'm just, I can't get past. And she's going viral for this video.
Jillian Diana, her name is. And I got to be honest, like her video that we just played, we're looking at it on Insta, like her eyebrows are on fleek. Her hair is all done for the wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Why go through that wedding? They went down to a beautiful wedding in Mexico.
I don't know, man. Like, you had to have known that the family was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
It was hard for me to keep up with all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was hard for all of us. It was just funny that she just kind of just like spewed it out.
Yeah.
But I guess her fiance or her ex-fiance has gone on to social media saying that she was mean to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
The only truth about the whole video, so he responds. He says the only truth about the whole video is that my mother did smack her, but that's after Jillian called my mom a blanking blank, the word that you never want to be called.
So he's saying it's her.
And I stand by my mom that she deserved that.
Of course he does.
And it was a backhand, not even a proper slap. You dramatic blank, he goes on to say. I would just like to mention the point she forgot. You admitted to lying multiple times about my brother being mean to you. You planned and had a wedding. My brother told you he didn't want to continue with.
What?
They probably discussed it, you know, beforehand. Hey, can you shut off Nicole? I can hear her editing that.
Oh, there. No. There isn't anything. You heard something else.
Oh, okay.
He goes on to say, I'm sorry you don't know what a healthy family support system looks like, that you think our family is unhealthy, but you're wrong. We're a family who supports each other in their time of need. And you, Jillian, were a crisis that needed to be detained.
Wow. My gosh. Did he explain the fish or the sister sleepover?
How about this? I'm on his side after hearing the long ramble.
I was on her side at first. And I was like, I felt bad for her.
I don't know. I think I'm still on her side because she just seems like a woman scorned to me. Like, it sounds like... I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to hell for it, but it sounds like normal behavior from somebody who was scorned by a man.
Yeah. And it sounds like, so it sounds like you. Yeah.
Right. It's my normal.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got to talk to this person. Someone had the same exact thing almost happened to them who's listening to the show right now. So we'll try and get them on. We'll come back and we'll talk to them. And of course, we want to hear from you. If you were in a situation where you were married and quickly divorced within like a week, what were the circumstances?
704-570-9595.
All right, we'll try and get this person on, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We just played the audio of this bride who was dumped by her husband 24 hours after the wedding. And there's two sides of it. Like, she put out a TikTok, which is already up, right, Ren, at kiss951.com?
Yes, it is.
And you can go watch the TikTok video there and see for yourself. She put, like, a minute rant about it. And she claims that, like, the family was overbearing and they didn't want the husband to marry her. And he fired back, and so did the sister-in-law, by the way. His brother's wife fired back and was like, no, it's not like that. You have no idea what a good family is. Like,
see, being at the sister-in-law I kind of feel like maybe you're right. The bride is
the issue.
Yeah, because if it was inside the family, I'd be like, no, you know, they're definitely the issue. But because it came from an outside source, maybe.
But this bride's not alone. Someone else locally had a very similar issue, Roy, on line 9.
This is Aaron in Charlotte. Tell us what happened, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. So I was a bridesmaid in my friend's wedding, and they actually had the wedding on a weeknight, so it was just kind of an ordeal for everyone to come from out of town and find lodging. You know, it's just harder than if it was on the weekend. So they have the wedding. It's beautiful, wonderful celebration afterward. And then the next morning, the guy says, I don't want to be married at all, and just leave.
Wow.
Did you have any idea that was coming, Aaron? Like, was there any inkling?
No, I mean, I love my friend, but her taste in partners has not always been the best, but he seemed like a really good guy from what I could tell. And I mean, like you said, there's two sides to every story. I don't know all of the details, but I just found it shocking that you would go through with a proper wedding and have everyone come from out of town and out of state, and then the next day just leave when you had plenty of opportunity to get out beforehand.
See, this
I
is...
I think some... Go ahead, Roy.
I said, this is why you have to have an expensive wedding. Because I can tell you this, because Sterling and I are in the process of planning our wedding and how much it's costing us. We're staying married. Uh-huh. Like, this is, like, it's together. Like,
but I almost feel like that puts more pressure on you to actually walk down the aisle, even if you feel like it's not right.
Oh, you're probably
if you have
right.
a really expensive wedding.
You're probably right.
What is
it? Right. You know, I she gave me some details, but not, I mean, she was pretty private about the whole situation.
Wait, hold on, Aaron. I got questions. Like, how? Because you're in the wedding party, so how do you find out? Yes. Like, when do you find out?
So the next day, we were supposed to meet for brunch before I had to leave to come back out of town, and she just never responded to me. I could never get in touch with her. And then finally, a couple days later, because I had to drive back, you know, I had a long drive home, so I was like, well, I got mad. I was like, I'm just leaving. I gotta go. But then a couple days later, she called me and told me what happened, and I was absolutely shocked.
A couple days later?
She needed some time to process it.
For a couple days, I was worried, like, what's going on? I don't know.
Wow. Crazy.
I thought they were just honeymooning, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Is she remarried?
No, but what the kicker is for me is that she's back with him.
Oh, what? Really?
She's back with the guy, y'all. I love her.
Are you still friends with her?
I am.
Will you stand by her side again when they decide to walk down the aisle and make that mistake for the second time?
I probably not.
Oh, man. Lorraine, why are you putting her in this tough situation?
I'm just curious.
I mean, I love her so much, but I would really just... you know, challenge her on that.
Sure, I think that's the move. Like what Loren's saying is you have a good sit down. Hey, I will sit down. I will stand next to you again at this wedding, but I want you to really listen to me what I'm about to tell you, and you go on the reasons why she shouldn't do it. And at the end, if she goes yes, then you go, okay, I'm down again.
Yes, it would have to be a very convincing conversation for me to believe that it is the right decision to make again.
And imagine for all the guests, they're like, dude, we went to one. I ain't doing it again.
Right.
Is this your trick to get two wedding guests?
Yeah. All right, Aaron, keep us updated, okay? And thanks for the call.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Wow. I mean, of all the things Aaron was going to say, I could have sworn it wasn't that they were back together again.
No, I did not expect that.
That'd be the last thing.
Oh, my
thing.
Gosh. I would never.
Would you never stand with the friend again?
I would be no. I would never like be able to get married to that person again. Like I would be so afraid to go back with them and so embarrassed from what they did to me.
Yeah, but there's weird things that happen You know, timing's everything.
Anybody. You do you. I know me personally. Like, I would be so hung up on that.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy stuff.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The top sexiest accents in America. Now, the top three shocked me. And something in the bottom hit a little close to home.
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, do I have your attention?
We're all ears, bud.
All right, how do you want to do this? You want me to start at like 10, go down to 1, or how do you want?
I would like you to just call them out, and then I would like anyone, Loren, who has an accent that matches what Roy's saying is on the list to call in so we can hear it.
Okay.
Because, like, you could say a Southern accent, but a Southern accent to me could be anything from Alabama to South Carolina.
Well, I will say
this is... I think there's two different Southern accents.
Well, there's many different Southern accents, and this does break down all the different Southern accents.
City-wise.
Yeah. So if you want to call, if you hear your accent call, 704...
Like roll call.
Yeah.
When you hear your accent, you call us.
704-570-9595. Loren, let's start with you, because you were born in Miami and you were born in Pittsburgh. I can't ever keep track of where you're from.
I was born in Pittsburgh, grew up in Miami.
Right, there it is. So, but let's start with Pittsburgh. Where do you think Pittsburgh came in?
Not even on the list. That's a terrible accent. I love it. When I go home, I pick it up again, but it took me forever to lose that accent.
Out of 50 states, Pittsburgh comes in?
Dead last.
46. Manny, let's go to you. You're from New Jersey.
Yes.
There's 50 states in New Jersey.
But there's not 50 states in New Jersey. But we get what you're trying to say.
There's 50 states in America.
Yep.
Where did your state come in?
My state?
Yeah, where's New Jersey coming at?
New Jersey, I bet you people love the New Jersey accent. There was a TV show called The Sopranos that ran on HBO for many years, and I feel like they kind of brought the New Jersey accent from something that was not like to something like. I'm going to say we are at number 8.
You are so confident. Out of 50 states, New Jersey comes in at 50.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, at least somebody got me.
Somebody
was worse off than me.
Somebody from New York wrote this list because New York and New Jersey hate each other.
Oh, dude, I mean, think about me. I'm from Virginia, so I got the Appalachian accent. That came in at 43. Mm. All right, so let's look at the top, okay? The number 3 out of all 50 states, number 3 sexiest accent is the shocking Boston accent.
What?
Number 3.
That's the worst accent.
No way.
Park the car.
Number 2, New York. A New York accent made the top 3 sexiest accents in America.
Oh, somebody from New York definitely wrote this list.
Thank you, Ren. If you put Jersey 50 and New York 2, they're very similar.
The sexiest accent was awarded to Texas. The Texan accent is the sexiest accent.
Huh.
See, I would consider a Texas accent to be Southern, though.
No, because there's Appalachian accents, there's Texas, and then there's a whole different accent. Like when you get out of South Carolina and Georgia, and you get that proper
Louisiana,
Southern drawl.
That's all very different, too.
Yeah. You get the Cajun accent.
Mm-hmm.
This is all too confusing.
I mean, this whole thing's confusing. There's evidently a Mainer accent.
So Maine's different than Boston?
Yeah, there's a Pennsylvania, a Philadelphia accent, a Pennsylvania accent. There's something called a Providence accent, Pennsylvania Dutch. Is that the Amish people? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Floridian accents, I knew about them. But by the way, those accents all came in like dead last.
Loren, what's a Floridian accent? Can you tell if someone's from Florida?
I don't know. Florida's like such a mix.
I know they're nut jobs, but I don't know what their accent is. Let me think. How would you get one? Sorry, officer.
Sorry, officer. I was on the way to the bank to rob it after drinking water. That's a Floridian accent.
Yeah.
That's some nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We need to hear from at least the top 3. We need to hear from a Boston accent.
New York?
A New York accent. But see, New York is different because upstate's going to be different than New York City, right, which is going to be different than Long Island.
Oh, you slipped into a little accent there.
Long Island.
Number one, if you're from Texas. We'll even accept number four, Alabama. Number five, Chicago. Where you at? Give us a call.
I do want to hear a Texas accent. I'm so curious what, like, I need to hear a Dallas, like somebody from Dallas or Houston. But even
like
those
a Texas accent versus like a Georgia accent.
Yes.
Versus a Kentucky accent.
Look, okay. Class is in session, people. We need our students to help us out here.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
Roy's upset, and I am too. We didn't hear from one of our top three accents.
Are we really just a Texas accent?
We want a Texas accent. Also, we were looking for a Boston accent, and like, you said a Maine accent, but I would think that the Maine accent and the Boston accent were similar.
Mainer is what they called it. Mainer. The Mainer accent.
I would think that a Boston accent's a little harder.
This, I mean,
what's a Chicago accent?
Oh, that I do know. I could tell a Chicago accent.
Really?
Yeah.
Your brother lives in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and he married a native Chicagoan. Chicagoan?
Chicagoan? Sounds right.
And so she'll say, it's just like a little northern Midwestern, you know?
Okay. And a Californian is like vocal frying, right? Like, yeah.
Oh, my Hello. God.
Dude, totally.
Yeah, that's California.
This is the worst list ever. And then, but Northern California is pretty neutral. I mean, I lived in Sacramento for 7 years and they said weird things, but they weren't, like, they didn't have an accent. They used to say the word hella. Like, everything was hella good.
Oh.
Like Gwen Stefani tells us.
Weird word.
Loren, how would you feel if you found out someone was using your Netflix password, but you gave it to them? You just expected them to not continue to use it. Can that be something that,
well, are you talking
that
about
would bother you?
Are you talking about a situation like where you gave it to them back when things were good, now things are not good, and you just expect them to stop using it?
Well, at some point, you're kind of like, you want to be the mommy bird, and you give them the Netflix password, and then you hope that your friend flies off and gets his own password. That's what happened to me. Like, now, granted, we all have streaming things. There's so many different streaming networks.
Mm-hmm. But I don't share any of my passwords with you guys, and I got it all from HBO Max.
I just use everybody else's. I don't think I have any of my own.
I got Hulu, Netflix, Peacock. I got it all.
Loren, you use everybody else's?
Yeah, I think the only one that I actually own is my Netflix.
So I have Netflix, HBO, ESPN. And then I use Nicole's ex, Lauren's Hulu. But Nicole, does Lauren use my HBO?
She did, but actually, she has the Hulu that has the HBO add-on.
Okay.
So she doesn't use yours anymore.
And then Amazon.
Mm-hmm, got that.
Amazon Prime is awesome. If you're an Amazon Prime member and you're not streaming on Amazon, you're missing out big time. Hmm. There's tons of shows you can stream.
Yep.
By the way, when Nicole's ex-girlfriend actually changes her password, we're all going to be screwed because I use her Hulu, too.
You're going to come crawling to me because I got the Mac-a-daddy where it has Cinemax and Stars, and I ain't sharing.
Roy, come on.
Nope.
Don't you want me to stop using my ex's Hulu?
No. You keep using it. I don't care.
The reason why I even bring this up is because last year, almost a year ago in October, we found out that Disney was coming out with their streaming.
Oh, and we stole some listeners, Disney.
I wouldn't say we stole it, but they gave us their passwords.
And how about this? There was a wonderful listener that was letting me use her Disney Plus, and I maybe watched one thing on it, but I made my own profile and everything.
Yeah.
She changed the password.
She did.
I'm not allowed back in.
Is it Ashley?
No, it's not Ashley.
So, Loren, are you using Ashley's?
No, I'm using our friend Tim's, but I didn't think I would refuse to pay for Disney Plus because I didn't think we would ever use it. And now that is legitimately all we watch in this house.
Yeah. And you can do something where you get like ESPN and Disney together because they're all under the ABC umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm using Ashley, who was a listener who sent us her password, because they all got free Disney for a year when they signed up with Spectrum. That was the deal at the time.
Right.
You got the Disney app. And so that's about to run out. And I was having the conversation with my wife, and she goes, well, I guess we're just not going to have Disney. But I'm like, no. We're going to have Disney. Then she's like, well, you're going to have to give something up. ESPN. I'm like, what? Can't I just re-up when Ashley starts paying? Can't we just use hers? And it's the same thing. Dean's got his own, mm-hmm. you know, oh, his yeah. own profile character picture. It's Baby Yoda. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's going to go away. And at some point, I guess we all need to get our own passwords.
Yeah, you got to just spend the money. Although I do think we're right now we're dealing with a situation where it's too much, too many providers. Mm-hmm. You know, like at least that was the cool thing back when there was you could buy cable packages and all these different channels and all this content. Like now I have to go to Peacock, which don't get me wrong, Peacock has a lot of phenomenal TV shows and movies, but also so does Netflix, also so does Amazon Prime. It's too mm-hmm. much everywhere. It's too expensive. I only share my Netflix with my buddy Randy.
Okay.
That's the only thing I share.
But you
changing streaming services now is like changing the channel. The only annoying thing is that you have to pay 16 different people.
And get this, y'all, I think the first to go for me is Netflix.
Really?
And they're not giving me the content that I want. Peacock, Hulu.
Do you pay for Peacock or you use the free one?
I pay.
What's the advantages? You don't have commercials?
There's some shows that you would normally not get on Peacock. I wanted to watch Yellowstone and it was on Peacock.
But that's on Netflix.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Well, it just got added then because I couldn't find it before.
The Kevin Costner show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, then I paid for it for no dang reason.
No wonder why you hate Netflix. You don't know what's on it.
All right, well, now I want my Netflix subscription.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
There's a new MSN poll that's out, and it says you might be wearing this right now. And according to the poll, it's not good. You shouldn't wear it.
Like clothes?
Yes. In fact, 38% of people on this poll, they said, what is in your wardrobe that you don't throw away but you would never wear? Any guesses, Ren?
Oh, I have no idea what I would throw away but I would never wear. Maybe holes in my socks?
Yeah, it's stuff that you wouldn't throw away but you also don't wear it. It's in your wardrobe.
No, you throw away holes in the socks.
I have a ton of them. Or mismatched socks. Yeah.
Why do you have holes in your socks?
I don't know. I have a whole drawer that is dedicated to the graveyard of socks that I will never wear.
I don't want to get caught up.
That is so true, too, because we have a basket where we put all of our socks, and I swear, the socks is filled to the top, and I swear I can never find socks I can wear. Like,
right.
It's always like socks that aren't mine, or they're not matched right.
You don't even know how they got in your house. They're not yours.
Right.
All right. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It could be in your wardrobe. You should throw it out, but you don't. And a whopping 38% of people say you should get rid of something that an ex left at your house.
Oh.
A t-shirt, a button-down, a sweatshirt. I wonder if someone is wearing something of an ex's right now. Loren?
It's not me. I can assure you of that. I've been married for 10 years and with Dallas for 15. That stuff would have moths and holes in it by now.
Well, see, this is the glorious thing about having a waist size that goes up and down, like your yo-yo. You don't ever keep anything from anything anyone in the past.
Do you know if Sterling has anything from an ex?
I don't. I don't know. I do know that he had some weights, like dumbbells.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using them. I'm like, oh, these are great. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's from, and he said the guy's name. And I almost dropped them. I'm like, these do not belong in the house.
Get them out of here.
I refuse to work out with these.
That's it.
I was so upset.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I don't have anything of an ex. I have this sweatshirt from Gap that I love. It's a bright orange sweatshirt. You guys will probably see me wear it in the winter. It is like a fleece pullover.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Dude, I got that from someone in 1998.
Oh, really? Is that old?
Yes, in Little Rock, Arkansas. It was just a friend of mine. She was a friend of mine. And, like, I borrowed it, mm-hmm. and I never gave it back. And I love it. absolutely love it, and I still keep it. So.
I've seen you wear it. It didn't even look that old.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's a nice piece.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Before we get out of here for the day, we have got to hear from you, Loren. What's happening in Hollywood?
So, Niecy Nash, she just came out and got married. And now everyone is wondering if her new wife has anything to do with her divorce that was just finalized, not but 5 months ago. Naturally, they're saying Jessica had nothing to do with the breakup, that Niecy and Jessica just got really close during quarantine and that she had nothing to do with the divorce itself.
Because that's what's happening. Huh? Hey, hey, hey.
It's her on Reno 911.
So Dwayne
Rock Johnson. Oh, is that who that is? I was like, who's Niecy Nash? I was over here, I'm like, is it a housewife?
No,
oh,
she's from Reno.
You would know her if you saw her, yeah.
That's cool.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he says that all he wanted to do was protect his family against coronavirus. And he says that this one was really hard to endure, and it was more of a kick in the gut because his entire family got it.
Yeah.
His wife, the kids. Yeah, it was.
He said his kids only had a sore throat, and he and his wife didn't feel great for a couple days, but they got over it.
Yeah,
so he had mild.
Yeah, they're all recovering, but he did say, you know, he just felt so guilty that they actually got the virus.
They invited a family friend over who had it and told them that they tested positive. They should go get tested. They all tested positive.
See?
But that person was asymptomatic.
Yeah.
But see, this is why, you know, me and Sterling, we've been talking. Like, I have a friend named Lester and Chris, and I wanted to invite them over. And we have these, we want to invite them over, but I get freaked out.
Sounds
company
like a good
over.
Crew.
Lester and Chris and Roy and Sterling.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the streets hard, man. Watch out when you see us walking down Plaza, man.
Coming to a library near you. Lester, Chris, Roy, and Sterling.
We are study buddies.
The Geek Squad.
What time's the rocket launch?
My God.
Yeah, we do that in the backyard. We launch rockets.
It took us all day, but we got the laugh out.
We go crazy on Saturday nights. We do fake volcanoes. Total science. Does Lester sound smart or something? Is that what this joke is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Lester's just smart. They're all smart names. So is Sterling.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Ren?
Yeah. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they just signed a huge deal with Netflix. This is a multi-year deal, and they're already working on projects that they would like to come to fruition. Now, there's no word on how much they've actually signed for it, just that it was a really large deal. But Shonda Rhimes just scored $100 million with them, and Ryan Murphy got $300 million. So there's really no telling.
Okay.
For the royal family.
No! Bazinga!
All right. Thank you, Loren. For anything else, you can head to kiss951.com, right? It's all up there, all the celebrity gossip.
All of it.
And then go check out the bride who got dumped 24 hours after she got married. She went off on TikTok. That's up at kiss951.com. Also, our masks are for sale there. Nicole keeps producing cool t-shirts that are up there in our store, kiss951.com. Tomorrow's Friday already, the Legendary Friday free-for-all.
Yeah, we're going to be playing your favorite throwbacks all morning long, starting at 6 a.m. You better wake up with us or else.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.